This is side two of tape 396 of July 6, 1979. The Warren Commission had photographs of a man in Mexico City, photographed by our great Central Intelligence Agency, who identified himself as Lee Harvey Oswald in the Soviet embassy in Mexico City. And the man didn't resemble Lee Harvey Oswald at all. He was an American, approximately 35 years old, in an athletic build, 6 feet tall, with a receding hairline. The best pictures of that man are in the book by Bernard Fensterwald, Assassination of JFK, Coincidence or Conspiracy, on page 396, and there's three or four pages of this gentleman. So that the Warren Commission knew while they were doing their work, and they photographed this man, they had his picture immediately after the assassination, that it wasn't Lee Harvey Oswald, and the FBI knew that somebody had been impersonating Lee Harvey Oswald. So we have Albert Jenner setting the stage for asking Mr. Chasteen about a man who he says is Lee Harvey Oswald. He knows the woman that he's with, Mrs. Payne. He knows her very well. They live near each other in Irving, Texas. He knows everyone in the area. And this woman had driven, he had used a car, he knew the car. She had driven around with him, Oswald, and another woman. So that the times were wrong, Oswald's driving the car was wrong. And the commission has asked Albert Jenner to interview Mr. Chasteen for his tonsorial services to Lee Harvey Oswald. I'm going to read you the way the interview is done, taking sections from Volume 10, to show you the purpose of this mostly is partly to have fun and partly to understand how Albert Jenner, the attorney for General Dynamics, who was gaining from the Kennedy assassination with great profits, and is talking about a person whose husband is also the corporation is gaining from great profits from the death of this president, how this particular man handles the situation. He asked Mr. Chasteen about the politics of Oswald or what he remembered, and as I say, he talked about one person running many little countries and not having separate individual countries to run their own lives or dictate their own future for themselves. So Albert Jenner asked Mr. Chasteen anything that he knows particularly about this man that he remembers, and Chasteen said he had a pair of yellow shoes. Chasteen remarked, "I never saw any like them before." Jenner, "Sneakers?" Chasteen, "Yes, yeah, slip-ons, only they were a little heavy. They were just a little heavier than just a common house shoe. And I admired them, and I said, 'Them looks expensive.' And he said, 'They're not.' And he said, 'I gave $1.50 for them.' And I said, 'My goodness, where did you get a pair of house shoes for $1.50? And he said, 'Down in old Mexico.'" Albert Jenner, "Down in old Mexico?" This confirms then that it must be, of course, Oswald. That's another link. Oswald been in Mexico. "Yes." And I said, "Man, I'd like to have a pair of them because I have to wear a shoe built up, you see, and they were heavy enough. I could build up that shoe." And he said, "Well, I'll give you a pair the next time I'm down there." And that is the only time he ever was nice and polite. He was just disgruntled. Albert Jenner, "On the occasions you saw this man, would you describe his appearance as so far as his attire is concerned? How was he dressed?" See, the important thing is don't describe his age, his weight, his size, his hairline, just his attire. Describe, he limits it, his appearance as to his attire. How was he dressed? Chasteen, "The best I remember, he had some kind of coveralls nearly every time I saw him." Jenner, "Coveralls?" Chasteen, "Yes, he wore unionalls or coveralls, you know, sir. They were GIs of some description, and they were green or khaki-colored, and the only time he wasn't dressed that way was when he came in the shop one night when I went to the football game, and he had on a pair of old, worn-out dress pants of some kind, and they were dark, and a sport shirt with his shirt tail out." Jenner, "Let me get these coveralls, at these coveralls. Would you describe them?" Chasteen, "They buttoned down the front." Jenner, "They buttoned down the front, and they had sleeves. It was a one-piece suit." And he says, "Yes, that's right. It was a one-piece suit, these coveralls." And Jenner gets interested in the coveralls. "These things buttoned down the front." Jenner, and it covers you from the top to the bottom. Does it have full sleeves? Chastine. Now, one time I remember, he had pretty hairy arms. Pardon me if I laughed at this one. You can see Oswald, that fair person, you know, almost blonde, and we have these black hairy arms. Of course, I see the Anacaster Cubans or Alpha 66, but Albert Jenner doesn't say that. Chastine. Now, one pair of them, he had pretty hairy arms. I remember that about him, you know. He had black hair on his arms, and one time he had short sleeves, and these coveralls had the sleeves cut off, and they were ragged. I mean, they were long sleeves originally, but they'd just been chopped off. He's the type of guy that when you met him, you could hardly forget him. I'll say that. Jenner, did he ever get a shave? No, never did. Did he get a shampoo? No, never did. Nothing but a haircut? Just a haircut. What color would you say the coveralls were? Not what color would you say the hair was. What color were the coveralls? Well, they were either, I don't know what color you call them, old dungarees, you know, them old combat coveralls. He says they were combat coveralls, the kind the Army wears. That's what they were. Now, somebody, I believe Mr. Odom of the FBI, is the one that asked me if they were Marine coveralls or Army or something like that, and that I don't have any idea. Jenner, were they military type? They were military type. They wasn't the kind you just go down the dry goods store and buy. I know that. He may have bought them at a surplus store for all I know. Jenner, now were there occasions you saw this man that you have in mind when he didn't come into your shop? Yes, I saw him at a grocery store when he didn't come in the shop. Jenner, how was he dressed on these occasions? Not who was he with, but how was he dressed on these occasions? Chastine, well, I think most usually, like I said, the only time I ever saw him with anything but the overalls was the night he came in the shop with those on, those old coveralls on when he was over there. And another thing, they were big for him. I always noticed they were big for him and somebody else. They were big not for him and somebody else. Jenner, were they loose-fitting? Chastine, yes. And even on the occasions when you saw him across the street at Hutch's, he had coveralls, the military-type coveralls on? Chastine, yes, of course, he went in there several times, and he had his coveralls on. Jenner, you didn't cut the young man's hair, the one that was Oswald? No, he was with the other barber. Would you describe that man to me? Would you describe the young man to me how he was dressed, Albert Jenner? Not was the man, you know, describe his body, but we did get a little description of the companion. He said, tell me how he was dressed. Chastine went too far, though. He said he had on blue jeans. They fit tight. He had an old striped shirt. I remember him just like it was a picture right over there, a husky kid, not what you'd call fat, but he was strong, broad-shouldered, real full. When I say full, I don't mean round and fat-faced, wide-faced kid. Nice-looking kid, had nice personality, but his personality made him look terrible because of what he thought and what he was taught. And then he goes on, he was blue-eyed, blonde-headed, not a light blonde. He was a dark blonde, and you might call him brown-headed. He wasn't anybody's dummy, but he belittled our country and our leaders. Jenner, you have a distinct recollection that the occasions that you saw this man, he had coveralls on at Hutch's Market, and he was accompanied by somebody else. Yes, he was. Did you recognize anybody? And no, I wouldn't say I did most of the time. But he got they out of the car, and he goes into that, but he said that Mrs. Payne accompanied some of the time. He says, I understand about Mrs. Payne, the answer about that. Then he says, I'm going to disagree about her driving him there. He drove up there and got the haircut, and he drove up there. I'm not sure it's a Chevrolet station wagon or not, but I take it for granted that Mrs. Payne was with him when he came into the grocery store. I do remember them being together and a lady driving at the grocery store, but he happened to be driving to the barbershop himself, but he saw him in Mrs. Payne's car, and he knew Mrs. Payne, and so forth. Now, Albert Jenner then asked them, was there an occasion in point of time when this business respecting the yellow shoes occurred? And he goes into the date of the yellow shoes incident. Jenner, would you describe the coveralls a little further? They were full length? Yes, sir. Did they zipper or button down the front? Well, I wouldn't like you to know, he says, the statement I made, but I almost say they were buttoned. At least they had a button at the top. Albert Jenner, did he normally have them buttoned at the top, or did he have them open at the throat? He had them open. But another thing, you know, there are little things like we get to thinking about now. I know that these overalls, he wore them a little like that, indicating, and Jenner catches on, he says, he wore them with the collar up? And Chastain says, yes, and just flopping out. And you remember an occasion when the collar was up, it was coveralls, and they were long sleeves, and someone had sheared off the sleeves of a particular pair? Chastain, well, they were ragged. They were just chopped off. Jenner, otherwise the sleeves were always down to the wrists. Well, I'll tell you, he said, one of the barbers said his head was dirty when he cut his hair, but it was always clean when I worked on him. He changes from the sleeves, other than the sleeves that went down to the wrists. He says, and he explains that the head was dirty when the other person cut it, but he's clean when I worked. He changes that a little bit from the length of the sleeve to the hair. Jenner, it's hard to explain. This is Albert Jenner, the attorney for Henry Crown, the director of General Dynamics and these huge corporations. And they're talking about dirty hair and sleeves down to the wrist. And Albert Jenner says, now this is where I may really crack up, it's hard to explain. And Chastain says, yes. Then Jenner says, would you describe the house shoes? Chastain, well, they were. I wish I could find something. They were darker yellow than this right here, indicating to something. And they had a much tanner sole on them. And it was almost, you call a brown sole. It wasn't leather and it wasn't rubber. It was like a neoprene. Jenner, the soles were darker than the uppers? Yes. Jenner, they were firmer, leather, or soft, or pliable? Chastain, they were soft and nice. They were sturdy house shoes. Of course, like I said, I build a shoe up, one shoe, and they made me notice them. And they were the type you could have built up one, and they still would have stood up and been nice. Let me interrupt and interject this dialogue that nowhere out of the 552 witnesses later is there any question about a coverall or overalls among Lee Harvey Oswald's clothing at Beckley Street or Mrs. Payne's house. There's no discussion of yellow shoes. There's 552 witnesses. There's 23,000 exhibits. The subject never comes up. So Albert Jenner is padding these pages with the most ridiculous testimony. Let's continue. Were these house shoes that had flat soles without heels? Oh, they didn't have no heels. They may have had a little heel, but I mean they didn't have an extra heel because I looked at them good. I mean, I wasn't interested in them until he said he got them from old Mexico, but I knew that was out. Jenner, were they the pull-on type or the lace type? No, they were just the pull-on type. Did they have elastic in them? No elastic. They were just the loafers to a degree, only they were nice shoes. They were just slip-on. They had a spur piece in the back. Albert Jenner, a spur piece? You know what I mean. The back wasn't so flexible. It was a fitted heel. It was just real nice. Albert Jenner, they had a reasonably firm or higher heel? In other words, what I'm talking about, up on the back part of them. Jenner, the back part about them is what I'm talking about. Chastain, yes. What we call the heel of the shoe, the back of the shoe, not the heel that you step on. Chastain, this part up here. And then they had a round thing, you know, like this here, indicating. Only it went out and it dropped down to a point here, and it had a seam sewed around the top, whatever it was. Jenner, like a moccasin type? Yeah, like a moccasin to a degree, and these loafers, as you called them, they were in between. Jenner, were they perfectly plain or are they moccasin sewing? Yes, I believe they were. They didn't have no. That's the reason I thought they would have been from Mexico, is they, if they had a lot of trimming on them or something like that, but they didn't have it. Albert Jenner, did they have fasteners of any type? Chastain, no, that's what I liked. That's why I liked them. They were just something I could have jumped in. Albert Jenner, no metal fasteners? How many moccasins have metal fasteners? And Jenner's asking, no metal fasteners? Chastain, they didn't have nothing. Jenner, or even leather fasteners? Chastain, if somebody would find them, I would still give $2.50 for them, $2.50 for them. Jenner, how many haircuts did he get? Then they go back to the story of six or seven, that he comes in every 2 weeks. And that, of course, is impossible, stretching back the dates. And then they get back to the discussion again of the clothing and the hair. They almost get to a description of the hair, though. The thing that made us know where he cut his hair is like when Mr. Glover cut his hair. He went around, and instead of using the back bar to look in the mirror and comb his hair, he went down to one of the middle chairs and just rudely pushed out of the way. And when he got up there, he combed his hair and turned the water on, and you know he got more oil than he put on his hair. So we have this man oiling his hair with these black, hairy arms in his GI overalls, but we still don't know what he looks like. He put the oil on his hair, and he didn't even say thank you or excuse me or nothing. He just pushed in there, and those are the things you remember. Jenner, did he ever give you a tip? No. Did he give the other barbers a tip? No. Is it customary to give you a tip? No. To give the other barbers a tip? Well, naturally. Did the men have any reaction to the haircut you gave him? Jenner asked, did they have a reaction to the haircut? Watch Albert Jenner. Tell us about his clothing. What was the reaction to the haircut? Don't tell us how old Lee Harvey Oswald there was. Was he 35 or 40? Was he 140 pounds or 160, like that man, heavy man in Mexico, broadhead? Never ask, you see. Tell us your reaction to the haircut. And he says, well, it's very funny. He never did say it's a good haircut. He'd just come in and say, take a third of it or a 32nd of it or 16th off the top. Jenner, do you think he was kidding about it? Chastain, no, I don't know. He says that you cut hair like the shingles on a house, and you cut it to where it will feather in and not leave gaps. And it's just ridiculous for a man to say, take a 32nd or raise his temples a 32nd or take a 16th or something off the top. If you pulled it all up and cut it all the same length and turned it back down on your head, you'd have a mess. And Jenner said it would look pretty bad. Chastain, it sure would, and it might look like some of the haircuts I get, Albert Jenner said. And then Chastain says, well, he's just the type of guy you couldn't forget, and you just hope he never came back with his 32nd haircut and his greasy hair and his remarks about his government. Now, in comes Mr. Robert Davis, who is the special assistant to the Attorney General of the state of Texas, and he enters this important testimony now. And Albert Jenner explains to Mr. Chastain of the tonsorial parlor, now, Mr. Robert Davis has come in, and he's special assistant attorney general, the state of Texas. And this is Mr. Chastain, Mr. Davis. He owns a barber shop in Irving, Texas. And Davis says, yes, Mr. Chastain. And Chastain says, yes. And Albert Jenner continues the line of questioning for the assistant attorney general of the state of Texas. Jenner, did the coveralls have pockets in them? Chastain, yes. Jenner, would you give me, what do they look like looking at them from the full front? The full front? Yes. I'm looking at you now from the desk here. This is Mr. Davis, the Assistant Attorney General of Texas, asking for a full front view of the overalls that were too big for this man. Well, the ones that were cut off at the sleeves, I can remember the most. They just had some pockets up here. Jenner, on each breast? Yes. Jenner, was a large pocket a large patch pocket? No, they were outside patch pockets and pockets on the front with patch pockets, I believe. Jenner, do you mean on the hip of either side? Chastain, well, they had some front pockets on either side. Jenner, just one pocket or two? Chastain, now you've pinned me down. I mean, that is the hardest question of the whole interrogation, whether it's one or two pockets. Now you've pinned me down. Until to say that, I don't know. I noticed the top. I noticed the hip pockets. They had two hip pockets on them. And when you get his billfold out, I wondered how in the world, if he ever sat down, he didn't lose a thing. You know, they were big enough, and that's why I said they were big enough for two. They sagged, and the pockets just leaned back, and you could have walked in up and reached in there and got his billfold and never touched him. Jenner, none of the pockets had flaps or buttons on them. I seen the two of them there, and maybe had a flap, Chastain said. Jenner, the two top ones had a flap? Chastain, the hip pockets didn't. They didn't have no flap or button. Jenner, they were patched pockets too? Chastain, yes. Jenner. And these coveralls were so loose-fitting, it made the pockets hang down. She has seen, yes, they were just real loose, even if you had a belt on them that pulled them around or something. I just couldn't stand to wear something shuffling around like that. Jenner, and the best of your recollection, there were two breast pockets and at least one hip or side pocket. Well, I'm sure they had side pockets in the front. And those were also patch. I believe they were. Jenner, and they had two hip rear pockets? Chastine, yes. Jenner, was there anything unusual about the pockets that drew your attention? I'm talking about the front ones now. And you see, Albert Jenner is saying, is there anything unusual? This man drives up in a car with his 14-year-old boy. He's been to Mexico. He's spouting one world government under a socialist communist country. He's in the company of Ruth Payne, and he doesn't think anything's unusual about this story, but he says, is there anything unusual about the pockets? Chastine, no, not anything unusual about the front ones, but the hip pockets were gaped open and they sagged down. Jenner, because these coveralls were so ill-fitting, because they were just too big, they could have been about 6 inches cut out of them. Jenner, you barbers are generally talkative. Did you seek to engage conversation with this man? You couldn't do it. Do you seek it? Oh, naturally, we seek it. Then he says to the court reporter, she don't need to write this down. He's under oath here, and she's typing anyway. She don't need to write this down because this ain't going to help you a bit when I'm fixing to say. But the theory I work on as a barber, if a man gets in a chair, and I tell my other barbers that if he gets in a chair when you strike up a conversation with him, and if he doesn't want to talk, don't talk to him. You just say as little as you can. And Albert Jenner says, well, that makes sense. But if a guy wants to talk, talk to him. If you can talk to him on his level and you understand what he's talking about. But if a man gets in your chair and he doesn't want to talk and you find it out without turning him around or saying anything, he just says, cut my hair. I didn't come in here to have a bull session. I mean, that's the barber's language. And I try to practice it. And any time he comes in, I might mention the weather or the football game. You know, a barber has to get up and read the paper every morning and turn on the radio because everyone that comes in, if you're not up on the latest things that are happening, you're going to sit back and then you can't talk to them. So I usually, he says, get in real hurriedly. I run through my paper. I usually run through the paper real hurriedly and I see the headlines at least. And I turned the radio on, and you just couldn't strike up a conversation with him, I guess, because if I had mentioned politics, we tried to avoid it as possible in the shop. Had I talked with politics with him, I would have gotten him. Since he was the type of guy he was, I wouldn't care to talk politics with him. Well, Jenner says, in any event, he didn't evidence any interest in a bull session. Is that true of your elders? No, we didn't talk with him. You know, you just couldn't talk about it. He was short. You can't name it. He'd just come in. Now, you might attempt to say what kind of hair he wore. Jenner said, well, okay, go ahead. You just name it because he didn't wear it long and he didn't wear it short. See, Chastine wants to give him a little information about the customer. He says, don't you want to know? You might attempt to ask me what kind of haircut he wore. Chastine is asking Albert Jenner, don't you want to know anything about the man we're talking about? You haven't even asked me, and we're almost through with our testimony about his hair. He says, okay, all right, he says, go ahead. He says, you name it, because he didn't wear it long, and he didn't wear it short, and it was short enough to stand up, but it was too long to stand up. He just was roughshod haircut, because many times I thought, boy, you ought to let this grow out up here, and it will lay down and go nice. Or either cut it off where it won't stand up. So we have this man with the short sleeves and the black hairy arms and the oily hair and the yellow shoes. Pardon me for laughing. And the baggy blue jeans and the hair that stands up like Robert Haldeman. And he's telling him if it was a little longer, it would stay down. And it just stands up. But like I say, he wanted a little bit taken off, and I tell you what he did. He did try to make the barbershop work all it could. He seemed like he wanted you to do all the work, and naturally, that's another thing. He had a bad attitude. Then Jenner gets to a question that is pertinent for a moment. He says, what color was his hair? What color hair did the man have? that's very pertinent to the question of whether we're talking about the same person or not. He's been to Mexico and so forth, and he's a communist with a young man as a companion. He says, it was dark-headed. I wouldn't say real black, you know, but it wasn't jet black, like most people call it, but he's black-headed. Jenner, what color would you say your hair was? Well, mine's dark brown. It's not gray up. It's the edge is covered up with oil. Jenner, what color would you say mine is? I think your hair is a shade of black. It's not a dark black. I would say his hair was about the color of yours. It might have been darker. It might have been a little smuttier. You see, his hair, here's a funny thing. A guy can be dark-headed, but if he puts oil on it, it looks real black. And if he washes the oil out, it gets a smutty look. He never did wear much oil when he came into the shop, but when he had his hair combed, there was oil on it, you see. Naturally, we cut his hair, and we put a little oil on it. It makes it look darker. Jenner, it darkened it up. Chastain, my hair is a whole lot darker with a little oil on it. Now, this fellow here, and he points to Mr. Davis, the Assistant Attorney General in Texas. And Mr. Jenner says, Mr. Davis, we're talking about, you're talking about that, his hair, the Assistant Attorney General. And Chastain says, yeah, his hair. If you take the oil off of his hair and wash it out with some kind of heavy shampoo, it'd be almost what you'd call a blonde or a light red. Is that right? And Mr. Davis doesn't want to go on the record, so it says no response. He doesn't want to talk about his hair. And Mr. Jenner says, how much hair did he have, a full head of hair? And he says, well, it was rather short and thin around here by the temples, and the way his hair lies back, by the time he's 40, he could have been bald. He had hair around the center. Jenner asked, was he losing it? Well, there was just a little crease that started back here, and naturally a barber would notice that hair because that's finer, you see. There was this little crease in his hair and a little fuzz, that hair of his. In another 5 or 6 years, he might have been bald-headed. I'll tell you another thing. I don't know whether I told this fellow or not, but there's little things that you can remember, the little things that you can't remember, and he just had a hard look sitting in that chair. He's just the type of guy you don't care about working on. The other men in the shop, they didn't care if he ever came back. And you ask the guy when he was going out the door, he grunted. And his morale was bad for the shop because he didn't even say thank you. He left the shop and didn't even say thank you. And he had that 14-year-old boy with him, and he goes on. And he talked about one leader, a ruler and one leader. And Chastain goes on and says that 14-year-old boy was having that distilled stuff in his mind. It's not funny to me. It hurts me to see a kid with that kind of a mind, that attitude, because somebody is teaching him wrong. And the thing that hurts me was the fact that I did have a chance I could have took him and bought him a Coke or took him and done something and talked to him and find out who he was and where I could at least reason with him and turn him in to somebody and make the authorities, they could have gotten a hold of him. This is the companion that was with a man that was supposed to be Lee Harvey Oswald. I could have gotten the authorities to get a hold of him, and it made me mad I didn't do it. And we shouldn't lose our tempers. You fellows are lawyers, and you know you can't let your temper go too far, but I would rather have took him and whipped him with one of these belts or razors than took his money. And I said, I have a bad habit of telling people, this is Mr. Chastain, that they better take inventory and see if they are right. And I told him, you better take inventory and find out where you stand, because you are just the right age and you can get in a lot of trouble thinking like that. Did I ask you what your age was, Mr. Chastain? Mr. Jenner asked in closing this questioning. Now, he doesn't say, how old was the man in the shop? Again, the boy is described somewhat, that comes in three times with Oswald the week before the assassination, just the three visits before the assassination. Albert Jenner doesn't ask the age of the man who's going to be bald in 5 or 6 years, or the shape of the man, or anything except that black, oily, greasy hair with the hairy arms. He says, may I ask your age? And Chastain says, 39. Jenner says, did I ask you your age? No, 39. Are you a married man? Do you have a family? Yes, sir. How old is Mr. Glover, your other barber? 32. How old is your third barber? 39. Albert Jenner, that's all. We appreciate your coming in. Chastain, I wish I could help, but I know it doesn't help you a lot. Jenner, Well, you've helped us by telling us everything you know. Mr. Davis, we surely do appreciate your coming in. This is the Assistant Attorney General of the State of Texas. We surely appreciate your coming in. There are only 8,000 copies of the Warren Commission hearings that have been sold. They are in libraries. Many people can't get this testimony. Some of you are not aware that the best reading of anything that's come out that I know of are the interrogations of the Warren Commission. And some of the best is the way they handle the subject which I'm dealing with in the book I'm writing on these doubles. I asked Penn Jones in Texas, who's written 4 books and has a monthly newsletter, how many doubles do you think there are? And he said 6. Half kidding, I asked Jack Kimbrough in Los Angeles, a researcher and writer, how many, and he guessed about 13. The book that I'm doing, just to give you a little inkling, has to do with specifically 51 incidences where Lee Harvey Oswald was impersonated and where the Warren Commission knew it at least 35 to 40 times. And it's this kind of work that is both interesting and challenging to handle. The questioning here, I think you understand what I'm trying to say about a prestigious commission. Albert Jenner, one of the leading attorneys in the United States, and if you look up and who's who, his degree and credentials, the kind of questioning that this monkey court gives to make it look like they went under every stone, unturned every single stone to get to the truth. These are the kind of disgusting fools that run the corporate empire, that wage nuclear war around the world and are dying to push the button on all of us. You have a good week. This is Mae Breslin, Carmel, California, and we'll be back together next week. Take care of yourselves.